April 17 will mark the end of an era in Penticton, when A&K Grim Sausage closes its doors for the last time after more than 40 years. Arno Grimm and his son Kelly opened the storefront on Eckhart in 1984, 20 years after Arno first opened up shop on Main Street Penticton. He passed the business on to his son, and now the time has come for Kelly and his wife, also named Kelly, to retire as he hits 64. He and I started this together and gave us both something to do, and he worked till he was 82, but that isn't for me. The body's not as young as it once was, he said. Like the butcher, the baker and the candlestick maker, we're taking the candlestick maker's route and all that's left is the baker. Kelly, Mr. Grimm, said that the business has always been a labor of love, taking a lot of work, serving everyone from regular people looking for something to put on the table, to local farmers who needed help processing their animals. People are asking us, where are we going to go, and we're wondering the same thing, he said. We're going to be consumers like everybody else. Both Grimms made it clear the decision was not an economic one, but just based on timing. An offer for the use of the building fell into their laps and the couple felt the time had come to retire. The decision to hang up their aprons wasn't an easy one, and that while Mrs. Grimm said they didn't want to hoard any of their recipes, they hadn't found someone to take them on. There's nobody really to give them to, she said. It's not just what's written down, the ingredients are there, but the know-how you have to get out of his head. If there was somebody that had interest, I would gladly share them, added Mr. Grimm. I'm not taking them to the grave with me or anything, no need for that. The Grimms both said that they are going to miss the staff at the store as well, many of whom have worked with them for years. We've always survived because we always had great staff, said Mrs. Grimm. Kelly's sister used to work here, and his cousin, but we're all like family now, they've been here for so long. There are also the customers that they are going to miss, some of whom have been coming through the doors every week since they first opened up 40 years ago. In those 40 years, the couple has seen their city change, particularly around the store where the only notable building used to be Memorial Arena, but they said it is still the Penticton they knew, for what they will be doing next. Enjoying the city, taking in the beaches over the summer, visiting family and spending time with their grandkids. Ahead of the final closing, a guestbook has been set up in the store for people to sign and leave behind messages for the family business. Mr. Grimm said April 17 was going to be a sad day, and he thanked everyone for their support. I'd like to say, in final words, it's been a slice.